It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday, December 6th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. We're going to conclude our Mind Games series this week with another look at the intersection of video games and mental health. You may remember recently we went to University of Southern California where they're building virtual reality programs for soldiers with post-traumatic stress disorder. Well, today we're going to a VA hospital in Manhattan where these programs are being administered. Dr. Michael Kramer tries to help his patients by recreating their own traumatic experiences. He brings me into a windowless room with a computer control center and a swiveling chair that sits on a platform.
That's just for the physical sensation of being in a Humvee that's idling or when an explosion goes off, that will rattle.
The other notable thing about this setup is a piece of headgear that's got a big thick wire coming out of it. And that's what the patient wears, correct?
Correct.
Now, do you find that this is more useful for people of a certain age?
It is more accessible for a certain group of people who were just more comfortable with this kind of environment. So you get younger kids who you ask them, come talk to me, I'm a psychologist, tell me about what happened to you, are very resistant to that idea, but sometimes you show them this and they think, oh, okay, well,
I get this.
Without them having to verbalize everything, because I can present the imagery and I can present the sounds and I can present the smells. This is a smell machine.
There's a smell machine?
There's a scent machine, yeah, that you can present scents that are reminiscent of certain military experiences.
What are your choices?
I will show you.
So I'm looking at this machine, and it's like a black box, and you've unscrewed the front of it, and it has all these little jars in it.
That's right.
Salts and little rocks and things like that that you would derive smell from. Weapon fire.
Yeah.
So that smells like gunpowder,
this,
basically.
For some veterans, this really triggers a visceral reaction. Oh, my God. I've had treatments where all I did was play the sounds. I've had treatment where all I did was present the scent machine. That's the art of this work.
Where do you see all this going, this idea of almost video game technology informing therapy?
I've imagined what it would be like if I'm around for the day they have 3D holograms in the middle of a room where someone could explore some of their traumatic experiences. But at the end of the day, the theory behind all this is very traditional and very standard. When you fall off the horse, the best thing to do, if you can, is get back up on it and not let that fear come to dominate and dictate how you move through life.
Dr. Michael Kramer, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
You can find lots more from our Mind Games series on our website, marketplacetech.org. It's Friday, which means time for our weekly numbers game. Our guest today is BuzzFeed senior editor Katie Natopoulos. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Katie Natopoulos, are you ready to play Silicon Tally, a game where I and a worthy adversary this week, you, try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news? You ready?
I am ready.
Okay, I got a number for you. 1 billion playlists.
Ooh, 1 billion playlists. The amount of playlists on Spotify that I have chosen to hide because they're really embarrassing and it's just one Beyonce song over and over and over again.
Which one?
Halo.
Halo. All right. I'm going to say you got it right.
Is it like the number of playlists on Spotify that have been made?
That is exactly right. Well done. So you got a number for me?
I got one for you. It is 30 minutes.
Oh, man. 30 minutes is the time that I am willing to spend looking through old tweets that I didn't see because I passed out on the couch watching something on television.
30 minutes is the delivery time window that Amazon has given for its new drone delivery plan.
Of course.
I don't think that there's a 30 minutes or less guarantee like the Pizza Hut, but
I was going to say, if the drone shows up at 31 minutes after, do you get to, like, not tip the drone?
The drone's like, come on, man. They take it out of my paycheck.
Yeah.
Cut me a break here.
I just stopped for gas. That is great. Okay, so I got another number for you. 3 months.
I'm stumped. What is it?
It's the amount of time a surgeon spent wearing Google Glass in the operating room. All right, you got another number for me?
I have another number for you.
Okay, hit me.
It is 4,000 real, which is approximately 1,800 U.S. dollars.
I'm going to go something World Cup related. That's all I got. That's all I got.
It's a good guess. It is the price in Brazil for the PlayStation 4.
Whoa.
And the reason is there's a huge import tax. For that amount, you can almost fly to the U.S., buy your PlayStation, and fly back.
And fly back. It's too bad Amazon drones don't deliver.
If only.
If only. Katie Natopoulos is a senior editor at BuzzFeed and writes about technology. Katie, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Should you need some more numbers to play with, you got to check out our spiffy Silicon Tally quiz. We've tweeted a link to it. We're at Marketplace Tech. And before we go, Nelson Mandela died yesterday. He was 95. Many obits have been written, some of them on Twitter. Samuel L. Jackson tweeted, in part, "Never met a better person in my life than Nelson Mandela." Mandela's own account tweeted a quote, "Death is something inevitable. When a man has done what he considers to be his duty to his people and his country, he can rest in peace." I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.